नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So we have been discussing the Manasiksha. We have completed 6 verses, which is half of Manasiksha we have completed. And it has taken us roughly about 60 hours to complete. About 45 verses, 45 discussions of about 1.5 hours, 1 hour 15 minutes you can say, which comes to about 1.25, about 57 hours. So let's see how far, hopefully Krishna willing, we will continue the discussion till we complete the book, as we have managed to do for the other books. Somehow Krishna's mercy, devotees association, it is possible. Nahi to akela to not at all possible. It's very heavy. Ye band karke so jayenge actually.
Khara bhara mitra bolega to agar bathroom jata hua hai.
So we'll start the 7th verse.
The last में, पिछले वर्ष में, the solution was prayer.
Prayer.
And always immerse yourself in the
praying.
Praying, remembering. So just like अव्यर्थ कालोत्तम में जो solution.
Yeah.
जैसे भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर last में लिखते, even a moment, if another thought comes, the defeat will
enter.
Come in.
Yeah.
अगर से कहा तुम तो अभी मतलब वो तो बाद में आएगा ना.
या इट विल नेचुरली कम एज अ नेचुरली कम एट अ लेटर स्टेज बट सी अव्यर्थ कालत्वम मीनिंग द माइंड गेट्स कंप्लीटली इट कैन नॉट थिंक इवन फॉर अ मोमेंट अबाउट एनीथिंग एल्स बट एट अवर स्टेज अवर सेंसेस वी कैन एंगेज
माइंड बाद में आएगा.
Senses and intelligence को engage कर सकते हैं, ना? Senses and intelligence can be engaged. So, so that way we do. Okay. So, from 4th verse onwards, he spoke about obstacles. In the 4th verse, he spoke about the obstacle of prajalpa. Discussing Mukti Katha and attachment to worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan. And the solution was, instead spend time worshipping Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Then he spoke about, in the next verse, he spoke about the obstacles of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride, who are compared to the highway robbers. The solution was association of devotees. And in the 6th verse, he spoke about the obstacles of hypocrisy and pretense. The solution is prayers. Now we'll start the 7th verse, where he is going to talk about desire for prestige. So he says, प्रतिष्ठा शा दृष्टा श्वपच रमणि मे हृदि नटे कथम साधु प्रेमा स्पृशति शुचिरेतन्ननुमना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामंतमतुलम् यता ताम निष्काश्य त्वरितम इह तम वेशयति सह. सो ही सेज We'll see the word meanings. Carefully listen. क्या हुआ?
नहीं वो बोल रहे कि नया डिजाइन क्यों बनाया कुर्ते में.
So he says, drishta. Drishta means unchaste. Shvapachar Ramani. Shvapachar Ramani is woman. Shvapachar Ramani is a chandala woman. Drishta is unchaste. Drishta Shvapachar Ramani. So who is compared to an unchaste dog eating woman? Pratishta Asha. Desire for prestige. Pratishtasha Drishta Shvapachar Ramani. Natet. Dances. Where is she dancing? Me Hridi. In my heart. As long as the unchaste dog-eating woman of desire for prestige is dancing in my heart. That is the first line. Katam. Then how can Shuchihi, pure Sadhu Prema, the chaste lady of love for Krishna. Okay. So Sadhu Prema can mean love for sadhus, or Sadhu Prema can mean the love that you experience from the sadhus. Your love for sadhus is one thing. That is the meaning of Sadhu Prema. Second meaning of Sadhu Prema is the love that you experience from the sadhus. Third meaning means the love of Krishna that sadhus help manifest in your heart. This is the third meaning. By using Prema, a feminine form of Prema, Raghunath Das Goswami emphasizes the feminine nature of this love to contrast with the unchaste dog-eating woman of desire for prestige. So because he has compared Pratishtasha to a woman, he compares Sadhu Prema also similarly to a woman. Pratishtasha Drishta Shvapacha Ramani Me Hridi Natet. As long as the unchaste woman of Pratishtasha, the desire for prestige, dances within my heart. Katam, how come Sadhu Prema? Sadhu Prema means my love for a sadhu, the sadhu's love for me, or the prema for Krishna which the sadhu manifests in my heart through his association. So as long as this Pratishtasha is dancing within the heart, how can Sadhu Prema Sprishati? Sprishati. Sprishati means touch, sparsh kar sakta hai. Etad means this heart. Nanu mana, O mind. Then he says, what is the solution? Sadatvam Sevasva. Sadatvam, you should always Sevasva, serve. Serve whom? Atulam, incomparable. Prabhu Daita Samantam. Beloved, Daita is beloved. Devotee commander of the Lord's army. Samanta means commander of an army. And Prabhu Daita Samantam means the Lord's dear commander of the army. Yata, so that Saha, that person, the devotee commander, Tam Nishkasya. Tam means that prostitute. Nishkasya means to throw her out. Throw that prostitute out. Twaritam, and immediately Tam Veshayati. Establish Prema Iha in the heart. Okay. So I will again go through the word meanings here carefully so that you can recollect. Drishta, unchaste. Shvapacha Ramani, dog eating woman. Pratishtasha, the desire for prestige. Nateth dances Mehrudi in my heart. Katam, how can Sadhu Prema, the Sadhu Prem, the three types of Sadhu Prema, Sprishati, touch, and the Sadhu Prema is compared to Shuchi in contrast with Shvapacha. Because Shvapacha, dog eating is very impure. And Sadhu Prema is Shuchi. Katam Shuchir Sadhu Prema Sprishati Etat, my heart, Nanumana, O mind. Therefore, Sadatvam Sevasva. How do we overcome this desire for prestige? By constant serving of Prabhu Daita Samantam. Atulam, the incomparable beloved devotee commander of Krishna's army, which is Machar. Prabhu Daita Samantam Atulam. Atulam Prabhu Daita Samantam. Yata, so that Saha, that commander, Tam Nishkasya, by kicking out that Shvapacharamani of desire for prestige, Twaritam, very quickly, Iha, in your heart, Tam Veshayati, he will bring and install the Sadhu Prem in your heart. Like that. Okay, close your book and your phone. Band kar diya?
Karo, karo, karo.
Okay. Abhi, jo aapko words yaad hai, batao.
Shvapacha.
Shvapacha.
Sada.
Sada.
Drishtaramani.
Drishta. Shvapacharamani.
Sadhu.
Pratishtasha.
Pratishtasha.
Hridi Natet.
Hridi Natet.
Sadhu Prem.
Sadhu Prema.
Shuchi.
Shuchi.
Atula.
Atulam. Atulam is what?
Atulam Seva.
Prabhu Daita Samantam.
Prabhu Daita Samantam Atulam. Very good. Then 70% ho gaya. Sevasva. Okay. And what does Prabhu Daita Samantam do?
Mana.
Nanu Mana. Okay. Nishkasyati. Nishkasya. Tam Nishkasya. Quickly. Twaritam. Iha Tam Veshayati. He will install Sadhu Prem in your heart. Okay. Okay. Now I will tell the Sanskrit words, you tell the meaning. Drishta. Shvapacharamani.
Dog.
Pratishtasha. Natet. Hridi.
Heart.
Katam.
How.
Shuchihi.
Clean.
Sadhu Prema.
Love of Sadhu.
The chaste are the three types of love. Who is very chaste? Sprishati.
Touch.
Etad.
This
heart. Nanumana,
mind.
O mind. Sadatvam,
you always.
Sevasva. Atulam,
incomparable.
Prabhu Daita Samantam,
Lord's beloved commander in chief.
The Lord's beloved commander in chief devotee. Yata, so that Saha. Ki tam nishkas, tam nishkasya. Remove that unchaste lady. Twaritam. Very soon, quickly. Tam. Sadhu Prema. Veshayati. Install. Iha. In this heart. Okay. So now I will tell the English, you tell the Sanskrit. Unchaste.
Drishta.
Drishtvanai. Drishta. Dog eating woman. Desire for prestige. Dances. my heart,
Mehrdi.
Mehrdi. How can pure chaste lady of love for Krishna,
Sadhu Prema,
touch Sprushati, this heart,
Tamridi.
Etad, O mind. You should always
Sadatvam.
So
Sevasva,
incomparable, beloved devotee, commander of the Lord's army, Prabhu Daita Samantam, so that yata he saha throw that prostitute out, tam nishkasya, immediately
paritam,
establish sadhu prem, tam veshayati iha, in the heart. Okay, so we will chant 3 times. प्रतिष्ठा शादृष्टा श्वपच रमणि मे हृदि नटेत् कथं साधु प्रेमा स्पृशति शुचिरे तन्ननु मना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामन्तमतुलम् यता तां निष्कास्य त्वरितमिह तं वेशयति सः प्रतिष्ठाशा दृष्टा श्वपच रमणि मे हृदि नटे कथं साधु प्रेमा स्पृशति शुचिरे तन्ननु मना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयितं सामन्तमतुलम् यता तां निष्कास्य त्वरितमिह तं वेशयति सः प्रतिष्ठाशा दृष्टा स्वपच रमणि मे हृदि नटे कथं साधु प्रेम स्पृशति बहिरेतन्ननु मना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामन्तमतुलम् यता तां निष्कास्य त्वरितमिह तं वेशयति सः प्रतिष्ठाशा दृष्टा श्वपच रमणि मे हृदि नटे कथं साधु प्रेम स्पृशति शुचिरे तन्ननु मना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामन्तमतुलम् यता तां निष्कास्य त्वरितम् इह तं वेशयति सः प्रतिष्ठाशा दृष्टा श्वपच रमणि मे हृदि नटे कृतं साधु प्रेम स्पृशति शुचिरे तन्ननु मना सदा त्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामन्तमतुलम् यता तां निष्कास्य त्वरितम् इहं तं वेशयति सः. ओके, I'll read the translation. Kya? As long as the unchaste dog-eating woman of desire for prestige dances in my heart, how can the chaste and pure lady of love for Krishna touch it? Therefore, O mind, you should always serve the incomparable beloved devotee commander of Krishna's army, who will immediately throw out the unchaste woman and establish the pure lady of love in the heart. So, we will read Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajana Darpan commentary. This verse answers any doubts about why a person who has given up material enjoyment may still have deceit in the heart. Why is it that a person who has given up material enjoyment still is troubled with deceit? because of Pratishtasha. So first he comments on Drishta Shvapacharamani Pratishta, unchaste dog eating woman of the desire for prestige. The desire for prestige is an unchaste dog eating woman. Pratishtasha is the desire or hope for honor. Even though one may have dispelled the other anarthas, it is not easy to uproot Pratishtasha. It nourishes and generates the other forms of deceit. This desire for honor is the root of all the other anarthas. But since it is never able to recognize its own fault, it is shameless. Fame is like a dog flesh, and one eager for such fame is called a Drishta Shvapacharamani, a dog-eating promiscuous woman. In the previous verse, the three types of sadhakas were explained. Each type demonstrates the desire for pratishta in a different way. A swanishta sadhaka wants to become renowned as religious, benevolent and sinless. A parinishtita sadhaka hopes to be known as a devotee of Vishnu, as a knower of spiritual subject matters and as detached. And a nirapeksha sadhaka wants to be known as spotless and renounced, as a master of the conclusion of Shastra and as having perfect understanding of devotion. As long as one maintains a desire for honor, deceit will also remain.
If you try to become but not expect honor for that.
Yeah. Recognition. And until one is free from deceit, one cannot obtain the saintly people's pure love. This is about Drishta Shvapacharamani Pratishtasha. Then he talks about Shuchir Sadhu Prema, pure love of God. Srila Rupa Goswami states, Samyag Masranita Swanto Mamatvatishayankitaha Bhava Saeva Sandratma Budair Prema Nigadyate. When Bhava condenses and intensifies, it softens the heart completely and one becomes filled with great attachment and possessiveness towards Krishna. That intense love is called as prema. Love for Krishna of a feminine nature by learned scholars. Only when the desire for pratishta is cast away does one's whole heart become softened. Otherwise it is not possible. So, if desire for honor is not gone, one cannot develop genuine compassion towards others.
Like the verse which is quoted is the definition of prema bhakti.
Prema bhakti.
So, even at that stage, this anartha is there?
No. Because he is defining, sadhu prema, he is defining what is prema.
Until the pratishta is gone,
sadhu prema cannot come.
Who is command in chief?
Devotee. Not any devotee. In general, devotees who are all commanders in Krishna's army, but amongst them the commander in chief, an advanced devotee. That's what he is going to discuss next. Who is this Prabhu Daita Atula Samanta, powerful incomparable commanders of Shri Krishna? The meaning of Prabhu Daita is a pure servant of Krishna. The word Atula indicates that there is no comparison to such a servant who is a Samanta, a special commander of the Lord. The rays of the Lord's internal pleasure potency are always reflected in the heart of such a devotee. This potency can very easily flow and accumulate in the heart of another individual, which will cast away any misgivings and help pure love to grow there. This flow of spiritual potency can happen through the pure devotee's embrace, the dust from their lotus feet, their leftover food, and their beautiful instructions. Four things. Their dust, their leftover, their instructions, and their embrace. Thus Lord Shiva says in Padma Puran, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Of all kinds of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. Recommended more than worship of Vishnu is the worship of Vaishnava. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is further stated, Yat Sevaya Bhagavataha Kutastasya Madudvishaha Ratiraso Bhavet Tivra Padayor Vyasanardhanaha Durapahi Alpatapasa Seva Vaikunta Vartmasu Yatropagiyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardana. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, thoda distance maintain karo nahi to mara permanently band ho jayega. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead, who is the unchangeable enemy of the Madhu demon and whose service vanquishes one's material distress. Persons whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees who are progressing on the path to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikuntas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. So basically, he is describing Sadatvam Sevasva Prabhu Daitam Samantam Atulam. So how serving the Vaishnavas is the only solution for overcoming Pratishtasha, Vaishnav Seva. Not necessarily. The very act of serving them creates a very favorable mood within our heart for overcoming the Pratishtasha. Don't try to logically understand. Purification. ISKCON ka connotation ka purification aisa mat socho. Vaishnava will purify you by chastising you, aisa nahi. Usko purification nahi hai, that is, I don't know what it is. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Bhakta Pada Doliyara Bhakta Pada Jal Bhakta Bhukta Avasheshati Namahabal Eite Na Seva Hai Te Krishna Prema Hai Puna Puna Sarva Shastre Pukariya Kai. The dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Yavanti Bhagavad Bhakter Angani Katitaniha Prayastavanti Tadbhakta Bhakter Api Buddha Viduhu. Of all the limbs of bhakti that have been described here in this book in relation to Lord Krishna, the intelligent consider most of them to be also applicable to the Lord's devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami describes how Bhava Bhakti manifests by association with pure devotees in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Drig Ambobir Dautaha Pulaka Patali Mandita Manditatanu Skalan Antafullo Dadadati Prutum Vepatum Api Drisho Kaksham Yavan Mamasa Purushaha Kopi Upayayau Najane Kimtavan Matiriha Grihe Nabiramate. Ever since I saw that person whose heart was filled with spiritual ecstasy, exhibited through flowing tears, erect bodily hair, stumbling and shivering, the Ashtasattvika Vikar, I do not know what has happened. My mind simply refuses to take interest anymore in household affairs. So in this way he describes these three points: Pratishtasha Drishta Swapacharamani and Shuchir Sadhu Prema, and the third is he describes the Prabhu Daitam Atula Samanta, the powerful incomparable commanders of Shri Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his Manas Siksha Bhasha song, Kapata Tahile Dura Praveshe Premera Pura Jive Rahdaye Dhanyakare Ataeva Bahuyatne Anibare Prema Ratne Kapatya Rakaha Ati Dure. Once deceit is cast away, a living being's heart becomes blessed and one enters the city of sacred love. Therefore, take great care to keep pretense far away from you when try to acquire the jewels of love. Shuna mana nigoda vachana pratishta shadrishta adama chandalini hrite mama yata kala kari benartana. Listen, O mind, to these secret words. As long as my audacious desire for fame in the form of a fallen, low-class, dog-eating woman shall remain within my heart, what happens? Kapatya tadupapati nachadibe mama mati swapachini yahe hayadura tadarte yatana kari prabhu preshta padadari seva tumi karaha prachura. Her paramour, deceit, will not stop holding sway over my mind. To cast away the dog-eater, hold on to the feet of the beloved devotees of the Lord very carefully and render a lot of service. Teha Prabhu Senapati Vikrama Kariya Ati Swapachini Sangha Chadaiya Radha Krishna Prema Dhane Dibe Kabe Akinchane Bole Bhakti Vinoda Kandiya. Bhakti Vinod weeps, asking, when will the commander-in-chief of the Lord take me away chivalrously from the company of the dog-eater and give me the treasure of the love of Radha and Krishna? So he is praying that the commander-in-chief comes and abducts me from the captive of the dog-eating woman of Pratishtasha and give me the love for Radha and Krishna. Senapati.
Guru.
Guru and Vaishnavas. Okay, so that is about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary to this seventh verse of Manasiksha.